This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Aurelia Garza. Date of birth, November 17, 1964. Case ID number 187-2617. Date of exam, 1/20/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Miranda Garza, dated 2/5/16, and medical records from Dr. Javier Montes, dated 6/18/16, and also a Social Security questionnaire. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that she has been exposed to COVID-19 and had it in the past. She has had symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. She has recently tested negative for COVID-19 and has not been around any family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant states that in 2020 she had 2 vaccines for COVID-19. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old married female with 3 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Bell's palsy, diabetes mellitus, depression / insomnia / forgetfulness, hypercholesterolemia, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2015, where she worked as a provider for 10 years on a part-time basis, working 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, and her husband is also on disability at this time. However, she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, Bell's palsy. The claimant states that in 2017, she had left-sided hemiparesis and facial weakness of her left face. She was diagnosed with Bell's palsy. No medications were given, and she states her condition has recovered and she's much better at this time. Her condition is stable. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2014, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight gain of 30 pounds. She denies any blurred vision. She also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or any cardiovascular disease. However, she does complain of numbness and pinprick feelings in her hands and feet, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy. She checks her blood glucose every day, 3 times per day. She states that it usually comes out between 159 and 300, and that the usual reading is 180. She's on metformin, 250 milligrams BID. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.7, which is very good. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Number 3, depression / insomnia / forgetfulness. The claimant states that since 2010, she has had difficulty sleeping at night, sadness, decreased energy, crying spells, and difficulty functioning in her life. She has not been treated for this condition and has been placed on melatonin 5 milligrams QHS, which she states does help her to sleep at night. She's presently on no medications for this condition, and the claimant did present to my office crying and very sad. Allegation number 4, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2005, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. Her cholesterol level, the last ones have been cholesterol 142, triglycerides 217, HDL of 40, and an LDL of 59, which are pretty good readings. At the present time, she's on atorvastatin 20 milligrams POQD. She denies any in-organ damage. Her condition appears to be very well controlled. Allegation number 5, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2017, on a routine checkup, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She was started on level thyroxine 75 milligrams POQD. She has been told that her readings are normal and her condition is stable at this time. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. At the present time, she has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Javier Montes. The claimant states that she takes occasional aspirin of 325 milligrams when she has pain, which does give her relief. She does no other physical activity. Family history. Her father died in his 70s from cancer. Mother died at 65 from a cerebral vascular accident. Medications. Aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QHS, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams QD, valacyclovir 1 gram TID for 7 days, prednisone 60 grams applied daily for 7 days. Metformin, 250 milligrams BID, level thyroxine, 75 micrograms POQD, melatonin, 5 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, morbid obesity, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, Bell's palsy, resolve, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, depression / insomnia / forgetfulness, ongoing. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 170 pounds, height 5 feet, 1 half inch, BP 179 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 57 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 30. General. This is a 57-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. However, the claimant did present to my office crying and very sad with a depressed mood. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was flat and her mood was depressed, which was not appropriate for the time. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was poor. Concentration was poor, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal, the second paragraph? There is normal range of motion, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is a normal range of motion and strength of both knees. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to major depression, insomnia, and mild anxiety, along with mild memory loss. Probable diagnoses. Number one, left-sided Bell's palsy, dash, has resolved, stable at this time. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus is being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 5.7, which is well-controlled. Number three, depression/insomnia/forgetfulness, dash, not being treated at this time. The patient appears to be going through a major depression and may need to be treated for this condition. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, dash, being treated at this time, appears to have normal cholesterol levels, stable. Number five, hypothyroidism, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. She has said that her readings are normal at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Maria Aurelia Garza.